very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Wednesday, April 24th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. National Crime Victims Week takes place April 21st through 27th, and Tuesday evening a vigil was conducted at the Orange County Government Center to honor crime victims and their families for their unneeded suffering. The theme of the vigil was How Would You Help? Option Services and Hope for Crime Survivors, which asks community and family members, criminal justice and medical professionals, victim service providers, and others about how they would help crime victims. It just shows me about the strength of humanity, said Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse, regarding the families of crime victims who stay strong while living with the grief caused by others. The city of Middletown is going to purchase the old Middletown and New Jersey Railroad Station, a block from the downtown business district, upgrade and bring it up to current standards. Mayor Joseph DeStefano says it's another step in preserving the city's history.
Trains in Middletown go together, and so we're going to buy it to preserve it and to develop it and maintain, preserve it in the way the building currently is. So we're going to do a request for concepts and qualifications. We'll also try to create some bulkhead parking for the trail where people can park, walk around.
Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther secured $500,000 for the project. Of that, the cost of the building is $180,000, with the remaining $320,000 to be spent on upgrading the facility. The Orange County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies in the county are participating in the No Empty Chair campaign this week. No Empty Chair is a teen driving safety enforcement campaign sponsored by the Governor's Traffic Safety Council. The purpose of the directed enforcement is to educate and raise awareness of highway dangers, with the stated goal that there are no empty chairs during prom and graduation season. When your child gets their license, you hope and pray that each time they go behind the wheel, they'll make it to their destination safely, said Sheriff Paul Arteta. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
President Joe Biden is expected to deliver the commencement address to the West Point class of 2024 on May 25th. The graduation will be held at Mikey Stadium, with some 1,000 cadets graduating and being commissioned as second lieutenants in the Army. This will be the first time Biden, as president, will address the graduating class. He addressed the graduates twice while serving as vice president. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to the graduating class of 2023. Then President Donald Trump addressed the graduates in 2020. Seven Dutchess County families received car keys from County Executive Sue Serino yesterday. The gently used vehicles were provided to qualifying individuals who participate in the Way to Work Employment Empowerment Program. The program is a partnership formed in 2001 between the Department of Community and Family Services and the County Workforce Investment Board. County Executive Sue Serino says this is one of her favorite programs.
They're talking about getting a leg up in life, being able to go to jobs, go to the doctor's appointments, go pick up groceries. Like, it's really amazing how these cars, this program changes their lives.
Way to Work is designed to help low-income Dutchess County residents get and keep a job by providing them with reliable transportation to and from work. The State Department of Transportation commemorates Earth Day or Earth Days by cleaning up the large amount of garbage that's thrown from cars during the winter. Last year, the DOT picked up 3,100 bags full of garbage from Hudson Valley State Roads. Regional Director for the DOT, Lance McMillan, says it's a waste of taxpayer dollars and it makes our beautiful roads unsightly.
You can affect a large footprint by just throwing one item out your window. Save it, put it in a bag, throw it out when you get home, and do us all a favor to preserve the environment and the aesthetics along our highway systems.
McMillan says all kinds of garbage are dumped along the roadways, from car batteries to tires and firearms. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com.